Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mentioned at the beginning of the show, gosh, for those of you who are up early, early with us, I took my dad yesterday. He got an email saying that he and my mom are both on the list for the vaccine, because they're both like late 70s, 78 years old, and have some health problems. So I guess somehow they made it onto the list to get a time to get the vaccine. My mother, who has been around politicians her whole life, has decided that she's going to wait, which I'm trying to talk to her about that, but she feels very strong. She doesn't trust anybody, and she's, you know, what am I supposed to do? Argue with her? You got a lot of people who are... not, I don't think, really moral people who are involved in public policy these days. So she's suspicious, and I would rather her take the vaccine and be safe. If it were up to me, if I could force her to do it, but you know, no, she didn't want to take it. My father, on the other hand, we went and got it yesterday, and it was kind of a quick assembly line kind of situation. And I kept thinking, it's kind of a miracle that we have this vaccine for people who've been locked up all year and terrified. If you're in your late 70s or 80s, I don't blame you for being scared. You're in the demographic of people who've been dying. So this could be a big solution for you. But how do you get the vaccine? And how is this list being created? Amy Popovich is the nurse manager and one of the directors of the Richmond City Department of Health. And Amy, I really do appreciate you coming on to walk me through where things stand now. It doesn't do me any good to beat up on people about, you know, a slow rollout or anything. I want the people who want the vaccine to have access to it. So tell me where things stand now, what you're seeing on the ground. And thank you for coming on.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. We are excited to talk about the vaccine. And, you know, actually, people are overwhelmingly excited to get COVID mm-hmm. vaccine. To date, over 40,000 people in our jurisdictions have received their first dose of COVID-19. So we're, you know, as fast as we're getting vaccine in the door, we are vaccinating at our large events, and we are distributing to pharmacies and practitioners in our region to ensure there's multiple access points for the vaccine.
Has that ramped up just in the last couple of weeks? Will I go over to CVS, you know, across the street from where I live, and see the vaccine being distributed, similar to the way it took a couple of weeks to get the swab testing operation going?
Exactly. You know, in the long term, there are requirements that practices and pharmacies need to have, like freezer vaccines and things like that.
Yeah.
But that is the long-term plan, that the more accessible that we as a health district and our partners will continue to hold large events, as many as we can, as quickly and effectively as we can, in addition to ensuring our pharmacies and our provider practices have what they need to also vaccinate. So that is certainly the end goal that we're trying to get to.
When you talk, did you say 40,000 have already gotten the vaccine? Is that the number?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In our Richmond and Henrico area. Yep, and that's inclusive of health systems and our areas, as well, along with the CVS and Walgreens work
for long-term
care and assisted living as well.
Is it people? Is that 40,000 people primarily senior citizens like my parents, or is a large bulk of that the frontline workers in the hospitals and the clinics? Or how would you subdivide who's in that list at the beginning here?
Sure. So up until this point, Richmond and Henrico have been in 1A, which is healthcare personnel, and the long-term care and assisted living. So that number primarily makes up healthcare professionals in health systems and community, for example, EMS, along with folks who are in assisted living and long-term care. However, on Monday, we're launching into 1B, and we have an interest form on our website, vax.rchd.com, and we are going to really focus on the top three priority groups in 1B, which are schools, police, and folks who are in the vulnerable populations category. So if you think you qualify for one of those categories, or if you're in 1A and you don't know how to get the vaccine, please visit the vax.rchd.com. Also, we have a call center at 804-205-3501.
All right, 804-205 what?
Mm-hmm. 804-205-3501.
3501. 804-205-3501. I repeat that a couple on this station because, you know, a lot of our folks jump on the internet and make reservations for things, buy tickets for things. But then there, I really am worried. Not that I'm a technical genius, but my parents call me over all the time to take care of those things for them. And I'm not sure that if you don't have a son who lives 15, 20 minutes away from your house who can come over and help you with that, that you'd necessarily be able to make those reservations. No insult to anybody. It's just a practical issue. So if they've got questions or want to try to get on that list, 804-205-3501. And you talk about the vulnerable population. Walk with me through who that includes.
Sure, I will. So before yesterday, that 1B group included folks who are 75 plus, folks who are in homeless shelters or working in homeless shelters, and folks who are in or working in correctional facilities. And we've got a plan in place to ensure those groups are taken care of, as I mentioned, starting on Monday. Also, yesterday, Governor Northam expanded 1B to include people who are 65 or have a comorbidity. And, you know, that happened less than 24 hours ago. So we're working swiftly to better understand what the new requirements are and how to implement them. We will begin to make the vaccine available to all 1B populations by the end of January, as he stated as well.
Well, it's a big challenge, and I just want everybody to have the opportunity to get the vaccine if they study it and they feel confident. I'm going to say the same thing on the radio I told my mom yesterday when we were talking about whether she would go to get it. You know, you're an adult, you've been around the block, you know what's going on, and ultimately it's your health and your life. You get to make those judgments, but I appreciate those of you who are really putting in the extra hours and making the effort to have it accessible for people who may be vulnerable here. And I always do appreciate when folks are willing to come on the radio and share, you know, pertinent information with our audience. Amy Popovich is with the Richmond City Department of Health. And thank you, Amy. Please stay in touch. If we need to talk again in the next couple of days, you know, we'll have you on.
Sure, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll just add that we've got a lot of educational information on our website. If you have questions about the vaccine or you're not sure, call our call center, visit our website as well. And it's okay if you're not ready now. Your opportunity is not over. The vaccine will continue to be available for when you're ready.
Hey, that's a good point. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. And I know some of you probably reached for a pen, so can I give you the number again, just in case you missed it? That way, we're not getting 1,000 phone calls at the radio station. I'll tell you what it is. Ready? It's 804-205-3501. 804-205-3501. So hopefully that won't jam the call boards there, and you'll be able to get some answers if you've got personal questions or you want to get on the schedule or find out if you're eligible, okay?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.